While a local band played in the background and kids weaved in and out of tables and chairs, Senator Lisa Murkowski shook the hands of elders and posed for pictures with anyone who asked. In front of the crowd that gathered at Gnome's Airport Pizza, the senator made it clear why she was back after all these years.
The time is round yet again. It's hard to believe that it is an election year.
In lieu of that looming election, Murkowski wasted no time while she was in town. Her day kicked off with a visit to Gnome Belt High School, followed by a tour of the Norton Sound Regional Hospital. The hospital tour led directly into the Bering Strait Leadership Session. The long conference table at the hospital's third floor sat more than 20 of Gnome's leaders, with Murkowski at the head. Additional tables and chairs lined the outer edges of the room for leadership overflow. Gnome's Mayor Richard Benville was at the center table and described the turnout.
We had 40 people from the region. I was at tears from Chamber of Commerce and Native organizations and the hospital and everything, and it was just wonderful.
The need to address Gnome's housing crisis, expand rural health services, and preserve the bypass mail program were all pressing issues touched on at the session. And, of course, the port. When Royal Dutch Shell pulled out of the Chukchi Sea after a disappointing drilling season, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers put its deep draft Arctic port study on hold, catching many in Gnome off guard. Murkowski admitted that she was just as surprised.
When the Corps said, we're going to put this on pause, I think that really caught everybody off guard because we kind of thought that things are cooking along.
But recent developments at Port Clarence, the naturally deep draft port over 100 miles northwest of Gnome, have many in Gnome fired up again. Port Director Joy Baker says she sees a future that includes both.
I don't believe it's ever been an either-or facility development because Port Clarence has naturally deep water and a really nice protected harbor that serves a vital purpose. And then the Port of Gnome has offshore marine infrastructure, the docks and the breakwaters for protection from the storms, and the community infrastructure, the airport and the hospital.
Port Clarence got a recent boost in attention when it was included in the Coast Guard Authorization Act, but Gnome hasn't been left out entirely. In December, Murkowski, along with Senator Dan Sullivan and Congressman Don Young, wrote a letter to President Obama urging him to make Gnome's port development a priority for his administration. Port development in Gnome is so popular, in fact, that it brought smiles to the faces of all that huddled together for one of Murkowski's last photo ops of the night. Reporting in Gnome, I'm Emily Russell.